This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Dozens of first-year medical students will receive their white coats at an official ceremony later this week at the SIU School of Medicine. The school's curriculum has long been a leader in training doctors, and leaders recently took on the challenge of reinventing some aspects of that training to make the students stronger.
Yeah, our third year was a traditional one that looked like most of the other 154 medical schools in the United States.
Dr. Jerry Cruz is Dean and Provost of the SIU School of Medicine.
In essence, it was divided by departments, and we had six clerkships that ranged anywhere from 6 to 10 weeks.
But while that curriculum, which included shadowing residents, attending lectures, and taking tests, was producing competent doctors, Cruz and others wondered if they could do better, particularly when it comes to making young physicians more comfortable in a clinical setting.
What we found out when we studied this is that the students actually were only seeing patients 2 to 3 hours per day. We're doing the lectures, which we found were ineffective, and then we're worrying about taking the test to get their grade and then to pass the second part of their boards.
Test scores in the third year were good, but they showed students weren't gaining as much ground as previously thought in making a diagnosis and planning treatment protocols.
In year three, the clinical decision-making skills of the residents didn't improve. We had predicted they would improve more in year three than year one and two, which were not heavy clinical years.
So Cruz and his team went back to the drawing board. They developed a curriculum that gave students more one-on-one time with patients, teachers, and coaches, and increased the clinical training in the first 2 years of medical school.
And then in year three, we would actually help them learn how to be a doctor, to socialize into medicine, and give them more opportunities to determine what their true career path should be.
SIU has long been a leader in clinical training, especially early in the academic career of its students. Problem-based learning is a hallmark of the School of Medicine's training, and Cruz says that is only being made stronger.
We have a course called Introduction to Clinical Medicine in the first 2 years, which teaches them all of the nuts and bolts skills that they need to take care of patients and do physical exams and take histories and write orders and use electronic records and all of those things.
In addition to that class, there's a virtual program where medical students are presented with 12 different complaints in 12 different scenarios, a potential for 144 different diagnoses. They can then share their thoughts and get immediate feedback from experts, which leads them to the new third year.
So now, the new third year, instead of being six rotations that are 6 to 10 weeks long, there are eight rotations in eight different specialties that are 4 weeks long.
And inside those rotations, there are no longer lectures or tests, just intensive one-on-one time with patients under the guidance of doctors and teachers, helping students reach the proper diagnosis and treatment. Once the first set of rotations is complete, third-year students spend 5 weeks studying medical humanities and taking the Senior CCX. That's a test normally given to fourth-year students.
So the students did as well as they've ever done on that Senior CCX, even moving it up early into the third year. I think it might be the second highest score ever recorded.
They then spend 15 weeks in a more individualized program aimed at preparing students for their potential specializations. Cruz says outcomes and feedback so far have been positive. Better test scores, more prepared students entering the medical field. He says while there is some criticism for removing the so-called shelf tests previously given, he stands by the new way of doing things.
Many medical schools throughout the country have used the shelf examinations as a grading mechanism for their rotation, as we did for some of our rotations. They were never meant for that, ever. So I'm glad we're not doing those. I don't think they're appropriate anyway.
Cruz says students are more confident and more prepared for the future, which is the goal.
They see twice as many patients. They get 2 to 3 times as many procedures. They do well on the test. They feel better about getting to their career choice. They feel like they've socialized into medicine better.
So now Cruz is taking the new curriculum on the road. He's visiting other medical schools across the country, talking with faculty and administrators about what SIU is doing and the results that they've found.
I've been asked 3 times, and 2 times it was an astounding discussion. Just what you'd want to have in an academic environment, pros, cons, ideas going back and forth, but really positive energy. And in essence, it's like a pat on the back. You know, thank you for thinking of this. This will make us rethink what we're doing and get the discussion started. In one of them, it was a total negative reaction, one negative comment after another. And so that's what you expect, too, when you bring new ideas, I think.
Cruz says he's taking comments from those presentations and discussions and using them to make SIU's program even stronger, something he says will benefit this year's incoming students as well as their future patients. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.